It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some family members of those killed in the shooting at King Soopers in Boulder want someone to be appointed to help distribute donations. They claim nonprofit groups currently handling the funds for victims are not being transparent. Victims' families and supporters have created a group called Stand Up Boulder to encourage people to contact government officials, and they've launched an online petition to ask the governor and state attorney general to audit the donations so far. 10 people were killed in the shooting in March. A measure requiring schools in Colorado to stop using American Indian mascots is headed for a final vote in the state house. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
American Indian mascots are rare in Colorado, but still exist. Under the bill, if public schools fail to stop using the mascots, they would be fined $25,000 per month starting next summer. Democratic sponsor Adrian Benavides calls American Indian mascots like the Lamar Savages intolerant, harmful, and dehumanizing.
They perpetuate negative stereotypes of America's first people and contribute to a disregard for the personhood of Native Americans.
Some opponents say the fines are too steep and schools should be allowed more time. Schools that already have an agreement with a tribe to use an American Indian mascot are exempt. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado Kids named the 20 snowplows that were added to the state's fleet this year. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
Eisenplower, Snowtorious B.I.G., Cheeseball, and Plowzilla are just a few of the winning names. The new plows will have their names printed on their doors. The inaugural Name That Plow competition brought in more than 1,000 entries. The 20 creative kids who were chosen will get to take a photo with their plow later this summer or early fall. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
It's mostly sunny today across Colorado with thunderstorms possible this afternoon around Vail and in Colorado Springs. It'll be warmer across the state tomorrow. This is CPR News.